Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all, let's rock up.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning. Miss J, Miss J, Miss J in the morning.
Just like you. I was really going to go through the whole song this morning. Good morning to everyone who's tuning in. I'm your host, Miss J, and today is another opportunity for us to connect, raise our vibrations, get to shining, get to glowing, get to thriving for another 24. Congratulations. Congratulations on receiving another gift today. Today is a gift, so let's be present right here, right now. We are live worldwide on Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Apple Podcast, Himalaya Radio, Podbeam, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Radio. There's so many others. I keep getting notifications saying, hey, I'm listening to you on this radio station. So please download your favorite podcast app. Go ahead, download your favorite podcast app and search Pump Radio, P-U-M-P-S, excuse me. Every woman deserves her pumps, her purpose, uplifting, mentoring, positivity, and sisterhood. And every man deserves to support all women in pumps. Shout out to Pumps for Women organization. Congratulations to the new members who just got inducted this summer. Next month, July, is our anniversary month. So many things are being released. Please make sure to log on to our website, pumpsforwomen.org. PUMPSFOR women.org. Good morning to those of you who are just tuning in. I am so thankful for yet another day to start with you. You know, you guys are my motivation. This morning, it was one of those struggle mornings. You know, the morning where the pillow and the blanket got you, you know, holding you hostage and got you tied down and you just can't get off the pillow and you just can't get from up under the cover. And I said, no, I don't want to miss another day, another moment without my peeps and my family on Miss J in the morning. So I had to get the coffee with the double shot, y'all. I did it again. I don't know. This week might be a double shot week. I might just call this week double shot week. Not that anything bad is going on. I don't have any negative news to report from myself personally, yet I do know that this week, it started Sunday, this week has been pulling a little bit more energy out of me than usual. So we can go into science and astrology and astronomy, talk about 3 months into retrograde if you want to get spiritual, and just talk about on the journey where you're taking hikes. I don't care what it is. On today, I needed a double shot. I don't know what it is. I'm not even identifying what it is. I'm not even giving it any energy. So I'm giving myself a double shot. We have the first sip coming up. Those of you who are new to the show, the first sip is your opportunity to participate. We take our first sip and dedicate it to today. Yesterday, thank you everyone for sending love in my DMs. I love when I get love sliding in my DMs. All that other stuff can go somewhere else. Okay. But on today, I want to make sure to say congratulations again to all of the class of 2020 grads, high school and college. No matter where you are in the world, you do matter. Yesterday was commencement day on Miss J in the morning. So if you missed the show live, don't stress. Girl, don't stress. Friend, hey guy, don't stress out. You can go back and listen to all archive shows. So make sure you do so. Share it. If you know a graduate, or if you are a graduate yourself and you missed the show, go ahead, talk some good talk with the high school graduates. Make sure to say names, calling out names. I love that. Making sure you are recognized, making sure that you matter, making sure that I acknowledge, if no one else does, how hard you've worked to get where you are. So again, congratulations to all the grads of 2020. And on today, we are continuing our series with Liberty, Just Us for All, Freedom for Black Voices. This entire month of June, I have been playing the top hits from Black artists. Yesterday, I mixed it up a bit. I know that, y'all. top music from all Black African-American artists. Been talking about topics that heal, topics that hold us accountable, us as a people, meaning Blacks and African-Americans. Guests who've been coming on talking about important topics, things that need to be discussed in the Black community. This week, we have more guests coming up, so don't worry, y'all. The month is not over. We have a lot more month and we have a lot more show. So on today, we are talking about us coming together as a people, not just holding each other accountable, but men and women coming together to support each other. It seems as if in the African-American community, the Black community. Now, I know other cultures and other races in this area in particular have experienced the same thing, you know, the crabs in the barrel, the crabs in the bucket type of mentality, you know, but I can only speak from my own personal experience and my perspective and vantage point. I've never been anything other than Black or African American. So on today, we are going to continue to discuss, the importance of us coming together as a people. Us staying together as a people. I will be bold enough to say live on the air, I, yes, Ms. J, participated in a civic leadership program about 7 years ago, and we had a debate about integration or segregation. You know, it was just a mock debate type of style, setup, whatever. And we had people who were for segregation, people who were for integration, and we had to argue our parts. And I proudly stood on the side of segregation, not to say that I don't believe in inclusion and equality. Yet it is something about when a people come together and support their own and depend on their own and hold their own accountable to each other, that's where the power is brewed. That's where the fire is sparked. That's where the love is shared. And that, to me, should be the way of the world. Now, please, those ignorant people who are halfway listening to me right now and you want to chop up this soundbite and go ahead and spread it and make it go viral, please do so I can get some more followers and we can discuss this on a different global level. I don't mind. I want to make clear, I am not saying to each his own. I am definitely not supporting the ignorance of people saying all Blacks go to Africa, because if you really want to go there, we don't have enough time on the show. What I am saying is for us Black people to support each other. Hashtag I buy Black is just not enough. There are a lot of people still marching, still protesting. And like I said on a few shows before, on a live on Facebook, what else are you going to do? Now that, you know, the states are opening up and we're having a little bit more leeway, it seems as if, you know, marching and protesting is taking a little too much time, right? So what else are you going to do? What committees are you going to join? What organizations are you going to support? How are we going to come together to reinforce what we put out in the streets? So we're going to discuss that on today. I'm so thankful for all of you. It's Ms. J in the morning. We got some music coming up. Tell everybody to tune in. The Ms. J area code check-in is coming up too. So when you call in to the studio, I write your area code down and then I put it together in a little something, you know, so it's an opportunity for us to laugh. Go ahead and call into the studio, 515-605-9320. Again, 515-605-9320. Got some good music, good discussion, some laughs coming up. Right after this, we got the first sip. It's Ms. J in the morning.
I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling and they couldn't tell me nothing. Running in the hood trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast. Trying to
Right here on Ms. J in the morning. Good morning to everyone who is just tuning in. Shout out to all of y'all already sliding in my DMs. I see you. I see you. Those people who are in my DMs giving me your area code, that means you've listened to the show before. Thank you so much. If you are new to the show and you are listening on any device other than your phone and you still want to participate in the Ms. J area code check-in later, you can slide in my DMs and go and drop your area code, and I'll go ahead and give you a shout-out in a little bit. If you want to get in on it and call into the studio, you can and listen on your phone. Just dial 515-605-9320. The Ms. J area code check-in is coming up in a little bit. Right now, it's time for the first sip. Now, the best part of Ms. J waking up is what? Coffee in her cup. Yes, and today, like I said before, I went ahead and got another double shot. Yes, I did. I did. That's my business. Shout out to Tabitha Brown. Good morning. but hey, this is a judgment-free zone. So if you got tea, water, juice, a smoothie, or maybe, you know, a little mimosa, maybe a little shot of some, a double shot of wheatgrass. Maybe that's what it is. For all of my smokers out there, maybe this morning you woke up with more than something in your cup. But as long as you get up and drink responsibly, make sure you're taking care of yourself. I got to go ahead and say that to make sure that we're staying, you know, healthy so we can continue to vibrate high. Right now, in this moment, we are going to take the first sip together. If you've never participated, it's your opportunity to take a moment out of the day to give yourself a pat on the back. Yourself, yes, this is a time to celebrate you. It has nothing to do with me. Well, it has everything to do with us connecting today to say to ourselves, good job. Good job. We get so busy getting things done, finishing what we didn't finish. You got to do the laundry. I got to do this. I got to call this person. I'm trying to make more money. I'm trying to change this. This is happening. Watching the news, doing all this. When do you stop, take a breath, look at yourself in the mirror and say, damn, I did a good job. I did a really good job today. I may not be where I want to be. What's the old school saying? But I'm grateful I'm not where I used to be. I am still thriving. I am still prospering. I am still abundant. I am still in peace. I am still healing. I am still in process. I am still progressing. I am still growing. I am still loving. I am still being loved. These are the affirmations that will keep you going when it seems too dark outside, when it seems too hot outside, when even sometimes it seems too cold outside. And I'm talking about literally and theoretically. This is the moment that's going to help you heal. This is the moment that's going to help you release all of those old memories, all of those things you keep replaying in your mind that keeps you distracted from the truth of your reality. And the truth is, the fact that you woke up today, the fact that you got up, the fact that you actually tuned in to someone positive, that you want to connect with other people, the fact that you were still pushing and still thriving, the fact that you didn't do it, the fact that you did do it, means that you are worth the life that you've been dreaming of, the life that you desire. It's time for you to manifest that today. And how do you start? What's the key? To love on yourself. So the first sip is all about self-love. So we're going to raise our cups, our mugs, our glasses, or whatever you have this morning to keep a smile on your face and get you going and say cheers and salute to me. No, not Miss J. Put your name right there. Cheers and salute to you on this day. So we're going to take our first sip together and let's go in, go in. Mm-hmm. Mm. Oh, y'all know I do too. Double shot, double sip. Uh-huh. Mm. Oh, yes. Now, I tried some new coffee today, y'all. I normally don't do that. I am a true coffee connoisseur. And so I know my coffees. I know what works with me. I know what beans I like. I know where to get my coffee from. But today, because I was in a rush trying to get to y'all, I stopped somewhere and got where I normally don't get coffee. But the power of knowing and all that getting, first get understanding. I knew what to get and how to do it, and I'm glad I did it right. And so congratulations on today, and thank you for participating in the first sip. Good morning to everyone tuning in today. We are continuing this month's series with Liberty Just Us for All, Freedom for Black Voices. Today we are talking about coming together. The truths about us needing each other, us leaning on each other, talking about what we need to do to continue to prosper. Yes, things are starting to change. Yes, you're starting to see different images, but don't believe the hype. If you're new to the show, I got to bring you some truth. And in this moment, I want to share some news and share a perspective to consider. I just want you, brother, I just want you, sister, to consider this perspective. Now, with all of the exposure of the modern day lynchings of black men and women and children in America, with people standing together globally against police brutality, the injustices and inequalities, and the systematic racism that black people are facing today, we are starting to see some changes in the media. There are a lot of people of black African-American culture and not, inside and outside of the culture, coming together to take a stance. We are seeing police officers who aren't the ones who believe it try to put out, you know, more positive images. And sometimes I'm challenged with that because y'all know I don't get no disclaimers, but here's the thing. I saw an article posted on yesterday in Fairfield, California. It's right, like, you know, right near the Bay Area, Northern California, where a group of police officers had a water balloon fight with some kids in the neighborhood. I believe it was a great image. It's something that needs to be shown in the media. We do need to see something other than, public execution. We do need to start healing our vision and our children and showing positive images of police officers. Yet, I can't go another day without at least verbalizing the truth in these images. Do not believe the hype. Don't get caught up in the hype. I have an 11-year-old son and I teach him the same thing. Because things are so shaky right now, because things are so right now, for I couldn't find a better word to describe what the energy is right now. It is deliberate that the media will put out images like this with police officers to get you to soften up a bit, to get you to forget about the systems that are still in place. I said it before, understanding that police officers are city officials. They are city employees. Your mayor, yes, your mayor that you voted for in local elections, if you participate, that's a whole nother conversation. Your mayor has the power to fire those police officers. I want to say thank you to Mayor Keisha in Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, Georgia, the officer that executed Mr. Rayshard Brooks, in front of the Wendy's in Atlanta, Georgia. Mayor Keisha fired him. She does not have the power to charge him. That was the attorney general. I want you guys to learn, get your economics and government and all that, get you some quick little lessons. But she fired him. She did not keep him on payroll. No, he did not go on administrative leave. He was not able to just sit at the desk and keep his job. She fired him. And that was the first time publicly that I have seen or experienced a mayor showing their true power. There have been tons of mayors showing up to the rallies, stating, you know, how much they support Black Lives Matter and all this type of stuff. But what work are they doing to keep these officers who have 16 citations, 5, 10, 2, 1 citation off of the streets? She did. And this is what needs to happen. So putting some officers in front of a camera to have a water balloon fight and have a good time with some Black kids in an apartment complex is good for the vision. It's good for the elementary. But on a deeper level, those same officers could be the ones that, if they didn't make a choice to engage in those children, can be killing kids like the kids that were playing cops and robbers outside. And the young Black boy died because he had a water gun. I mean, too many reports, too many cases, too many incidents of children outside playing. This story is because of restrictions of COVID-19. They still can't go to a public park, so they're just in their apartment complex having a good time with the police officers. It's good to help them heal. It's good to help the children heal. But the children cannot decipher if these officers have any citations. The children cannot decipher, had the situation been different or at a park, would they receive the same type of treatment? This does not change all officers in every neighborhood. So just because there are few, yes, that's absolutely positively a great image to put out there. But you still need to knock on your mayor's door. You still need to, not just your mayor, your city manager as well, and the chief of police, you still need to hold them accountable to say, what other methods do you have in place to change the vision of my community and the relationships between law enforcement and the community members? Having a water balloon fight and some water guns is not going to do it. So please, just because you're able to go get your nails done and your eyebrows done and your hair cut, just because you can go to the movies, just because things seem like they're getting back to a quote unquote normal, do not get distracted and believe the hype. Don't want to get preachy. We're going to break it up. Gonna take a deep breath in and release. And we're going to continue to talk about truth with liberty, justice for all, freedom for Black voices right here on Ms. J in the Morning. Thank you for everyone who is just tuning in. We got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up. We're going to get into some music. Yeah, we're going to do it. And we're going to continue to talk about this truth. I want to say again, congratulations to all graduates. Those of you who are still sending me names, congratulations to you all. Miss Alicia, congratulations to you for graduating with Alicia Brooks, graduating with your BA. Congratulations to you, class of 2020. We're going to get into some music. I want you guys to really focus on these names, and I want you to please consider if water balloon fights are enough. I think not.
If I should die the police say, and the papers say we're gonna call it suicide. Would you even question why? Ooh. Would you shake your head, say this ain't right?
Say my name.
tomorrow at the hands of the policeman. Oh, and the papers say we're gonna call it a suicide. Would you even question why? Oh, would you believe in my innocence? Would you even come to my defense? Would you believe in the good I've done? Or will my name be said in my Sylvian tongue? Search for the answers or take what they hand us. Who's gonna stay with me? Please, please, please don't forget about me. Eventually die, shot with their hands in the sky. Your favorite revolutionaries give up and comply. For a house on the hills, white wife, couple meals. I'm less of Mohicans, I guess. Fighting for a cause, they say it's lost, but I can't let it rest. Rebellion in the memories of my mama's breath. And I drank till I was drunk, like I would lean off that crunk. We live in every word that we're rapping about. And the struggle, it get hard, but we ain't backing out. Nothing is impossible. The word alone, cause I'm possible. So I'm the race force that I'm riding for. Audacity or hope. To believe you can succeed when everybody and their mama say no. So, y'all, I'm different. Descending of the fittest. Reincarnated just so I can handle business. My name.
Ahmaud Arbery, Breonna Taylor, Tamir Rice, Trayvon Martin, Philando Castile, Eric Gardner, Oscar Grant, Sandra Bland, Jordan Edwards, Walter Scott, Mike Brown, Alton Sterling, Clifford Glover, Jonathan Farrell, Freddie Gray, Corey Jones, John Crawford, Ayanna Jones, George Floyd. There are too many names. Too many names. And showing images of police officers playing with children in the yard is not enough. Good morning. It's Miss J in the morning. That is Moomoo Fresh. Say my name. Say all of their names. Just as you love to hear your name called for graduation, make sure we do not forget the lives lost because of the same system that has been set up to distract you from living the life you live and desire. We have a duty, an obligation to our legacy, to our future, to continue to discuss truth, to continue to have those hard and uncomfortable conversations, to continue to heal, to continue to shed light, to continue to hold each other accountable in truth and in power and in purpose, And on today, Miss J in the Morning, it's no different. With Liberty, Just Us for All, Freedom for Black Voices, the series for this month is for all of you, for all of us, for us to continue to come together and unite, not just in the streets, not just for a photo op, not just for a line dance, not just for a discount, but to unite for these walls to truly start tumbling down. Good morning to everyone. Thank you for tuning in. If you're calling in to the studio, the Ms. J area code check-in is coming up in just a little bit. Got some news. I've been discussing with my family and friends the great memes that have been developed, that have been birthed, that have been dispatched on behalf of great laughter worldwide in 2020. And I love it. I'm here for the laughter. I'm here for the love. But a lot of changes are coming out of people standing up and saying, enough is enough. If you have not known and have not heard, the Aunt Jemima brand, pancake mix brand, syrup brand, took a stand and said, no more. No more. We are taking away the image of Aunt Jemima, the replica of a mammy. If you guys don't know what that is, what that means, Google it yourself. I want to save some time in conversation. Don't want to give a whole history lesson. But Aunt Jemima brand standing up and saying, enough is enough. We're not going to do it anymore. We're going to make a difference. We're going to put out a different image. Sparked a change in other brands. Quaker Oats, Uncle Ben's, Mrs. Butterworth. A lot of these brands that we truly grew up loving the taste, loving to consume, are standing up and saying that, you know what? We're going to change it because we know the history, the racist history behind this brand. And we now do not stand for that same message. You can still stand for your brand and change where it came from. I tell y'all all the time, your history does not determine your purpose and where you're going. It's a part of the journey. So just because the brand started with racism does not mean it needs to continue with racism. It does not mean it has to keep that brand over 131 years. Quaker Oats finally says, you know what? Enough is enough. The story that I love is in Santa Barbara, California, Sambo's Restaurant. You guys are not from California, don't know about Sambo's, don't know who Sambo is, what a Sambo is. You would truly, even Lando Lakes, taking away the image of the Native American or the Indian on the brand. Sambo's Restaurant in Santa Barbara, California, the last store chain that stopped way back in the 1950s, has dropped their name. They are changing their name. Names truly matter. That's why it's important to say a name. That's why it's important to stand up and have your name called. That's why it's important for those who can no longer speak for themselves that you say their name. Your name matters. Where you come from does not necessarily mean that's what you need to represent. You may have been born in the hood. Does not mean that you were destined to be hood. You may be born in the ghettos. Does not mean you're destined to stay in the ghettos or you have to live ghetto or with the ghetto mentality. Just because you come from a single parent home or don't know any of your parents or you were adopted or abused as a child does not mean you need to carry that label and live that way for the rest of your life. You, not anyone else, you have the power to change the image that you were putting out, to change the vibration, the message that you were sharing with the world, just like these brands. You can stand up for yourself and say, no more am I going to live in a low vibrational frequency. No more am I going to live this victimized type of life with this victimized type of mentality. No more am I going to be lazy. I know I have a reason that I can use to justify my behavior. These brands can justify, hey, we've been doing this for over a century. there are families that are fighting and saying, we are used to this. How dare you change the label? Now, common sense ain't common. Nobody's changing the formula. Your pancake syrup is still going to taste just as good. Your pancakes are going to come out just as fluffy if you do it the right way. The restaurant is still going to serve the best food. The rice is still going to cook the same way. But the image that is put out there, the message that is put out there by these brands are being changed, and the same thing can happen with you. We had a discussion a few shows ago about black marriages, black love, black couples coming together, men and women. If you want to attract a certain type of man, a certain type of woman, you have to present yourself in a certain type of way. Yes, okay, you didn't feel good this morning. It was a late morning. Do you walk out without brushing your teeth or combing your hair? No. The image that you put out there is the message you want to send to the world about yourself, just like the brands. I want you to please consider that perspective. That just because you had a hard morning does not mean you have to go out into the world in your flip-flops and with, you know, drool on the side of your mouth, sleep still in your eye, you're ashy, you didn't bathe, you stink. You don't have to do that. You have the power to put yourself out there the way that you truly know, the way that you truly are, what you truly know about yourself, the way that you want the world to understand and know who you are. And so I am thankful. I am grateful, and I am celebrating all of these changes. Now, the memes that are coming out of these changes, I want y'all to look them up. They're hilarious. It's okay to laugh. It is okay to laugh and have a good time, and I am looking forward. The Aunt Jemima memes have been hysterical, showing some with Snoop Dogg on there, showing some with other celebrities, and changes the name. I think the Samuel L. Jackson one is the latest, and that one is hilarious. Y'all Google the Aunt Jemima memes and have a good time and laughter as we change, as we grow, as we evolve. We need all of that good energy. We're going to go into some more music on Miss J in the morning. And after that, it's a Miss J area code check-in. So let's get ready to get into some good music and share some energy. We'll be right back after this.
Wakey, wakey, it's breakfast time.
Morning is upon us.
It's Miss J in the morning. In the morning. In the morning.
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J, in the morning. Miss J.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
Don't drown, big breath, take still, stay cool. When I'm down, that vibe, that's right. On top, that high, I fly, sky dive, high five, we won't die. See hope, see try, see why, and my eyes, win big, win life. Take off, bye bye, no slip, black ice, they shoot, lip fly, don't stop, must try. Energy, that's why I'm doing the most. In the middle of the road, I'm running the globe. I'm fighting for those that get everything to get better they owe. So close, don't fold. Live bright, live bold. Kick back, get close. Light it up for yours.
I need your energy. I need your energy. This world is killing me. Light it up. If you feeling my feet, 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 I need your energy.
This what they want, this what they need, this what we on. Took it worldwide and brought it back home, turn it on.
Energy.
Never been scared, always prepared, taking you there. You need to be here, hands in the air, yeah, yeah.
Energy.
bossed up, flossed up, fly like a saucer. Live in the moment, get it, own it, live it, breathe it, zone it. No time to waste, no time to slow down when we out on the chase. Don't be pumping your brakes when you coming from nothing. You do what it takes. Dodging these gunshots, man. Still gotta stay focused. Ain't no sleep, stay awoken. Gotta keep your eyes open. When all of my energy gone, don't leave me out on my own. Don't leave me all on my own. Light it up, light it up, light it up, light it up. I need your energy. I need your energy. This world is killing me. Light it up. If you feeling my feet, 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 I need your energy.
You love me, especially.
I feel
different every time you keep me on my feet. Happily excited by.
What it do? This is Matt, reppin' Harlem, and you're listening to Miss J in the Morning. Let's get lifted.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay. It's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay. It's alright.
Yeah, I used to go to church, but the church didn't quench my thirst. Mama taught me to put God first, but she never tried to block my search. I was curious, young but serious. Why is religion so mysterious? Why is black life so hard? They say you're not supposed to question God. Well, is it okay to question the pastor? Was it passed down from the slave master? It was only the truth I was after, but I never could get a straight answer. So I couldn't relate to the sermon. Put down the Bible, then I start learning about life. Didn't know where the path would lead, but I had to get off my knees.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay, it's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay, it's alright.
I feel with the five percenters, on the guard within us, it's no limits. Studied the Matunetta from chemist, all saw remembers. Smoked herb with the Rastafarians. Grew my locks, became a vegetarian. Following the Tao, filling with the Baba Lao. Jewels being handed to an innocent child. My mind is a Buddhist temple. The truth is simple. I try to be principled. Walking with a warrior spirit. Ain't nothing like learning from firsthand life experience. I'm a realist. That's all I deal with. Respect and truth. That's all I build with. A child of the universe. My religion is life and it's just as valid. I strive for balance.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay, it's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay, it's alright.
I gotta admit, I don't know, in the end, which way it's gonna go. While we sit by the project window, instead of living off the land with my kinfolk. Is there even a master plan? An unseen hand, is God a man? Some say that's sacrilegious. Same folks selling us lies about Christmas, Santa Claus, and the Easter Bunny. Just so the capitalists can make money. They say God will take care of it, but you a terrorist if you say the same thing in Arabic. It's so hypocritical. It's a miracle. Listen to the message in the spirituals. Wade in the water. I'm following Miss Tubman and Nat Turner. I'm praying for my freedom and headed for the border.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay.
No Way as the Way. That's Dead Prez right here on Miss J in the Morning. My way may not be your way, but that's okay. It's all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I got to take a sip of water, y'all. Getting that H2O in this morning. Good morning to everyone who is just tuning in. It's Miss J in the Morning. Shout out to all of you who are rocking with me, sticking with me through this pandemic. We are still prospering. Today, we are continuing our series with Liberty, Just Us for All, Freedom for Black Voices right here on Ms. J in the Morning. You can catch me Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern on your favorite podcast app. Make sure to download Blog Talk Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes Podcast, Apple Podcast, the TuneIn app, Stitcher Smart Radio, Podbeam, Himalaya Radio, and many others. Make sure you search Pumps Radio, P-U-M-P-S Radio, and there you will find me, Ms. J. And Ms. J, in the morning today, we are discussing the need for each other and the truths that are happening in the Black community, holding each other accountable. A lot of changes are happening. We talked about the brands changing, but before we get into some more news, it is now time for the Ms. J area code check-in. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you're new to the show, it's an opportunity for us to laugh together. My opportunity to say thank you to all of you. That's really how the Ms. J area code check-in started. So many people call in on my switchboard. I see phone numbers. I don't see names. And I wanted to make sure to say thank you to everyone who was listening. People after the show would send me messages. I mean, we're going on nearly a decade old, and say, hey, I was listening. And, you know, I felt bad sometimes because it took a long time for me to go back to every message and go down the feed and say thank you. And I would forget some thank you. So I said, how do I get an opportunity to thank my listeners while I am live? And so I chose the Ms. J area code check-in to give a shout out to all people in your area with the same area code who are listening, who are tuning in. So I just, you know, a good way that I wouldn't, you know, miss anybody. Well, it evolved into a whole song, then it evolved into a rap. And now that I have a theme song, I still don't get it right. So now it's a laughing hour. I mean, it could be a comedy break. I don't mind as long as I get my purpose fulfilled with the Ms. J area code check-in. So let's enjoy it together. Here we go, here we go, here we go, yo. Hey, hey. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. It's the Ms. J area code check-in, 916-404. 602-702 and 510-710-770-6843 and 313 and 818 and 824. Where are you from? 519-559. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. I'm loving it.
Shout out to the 206, everybody in the 808. Ha, ha. 216 702 414 317 214 and the 281 334 205. I see y'all. 318 to 601 203 804 402 301 904 47.
I'm so thankful and grateful for all of you. I really, really am. Shout out to Station Mobs, who is listening. I need your energy. She said, that's my she. Good morning. Good morning to everyone who is listening. She's out there calling from the 404, repping the 602. And I truly appreciate you. I appreciate everyone who is tuning in, continuing the conversation, the truths that are happening right now, how to keep this momentum flowing. Now, what else is in the news? More changes that are happening. A lot of statues, historical monuments are coming down. They are falling down. And on today, CNN is highlighting the statue of President Theodore Roosevelt that's in front of the American Museum of Natural History in New York City is coming down. This was reported on Sunday. It is coming down. Now, there are several states that are rushing to find out how to remove a ton of these Confederate monuments and controversial statues. Now, it started and it was sparked with a lot of people rebelling, still marching and bringing them it down, the statues down themselves. A lot of people were getting arrested for vandalism. But shout out to the mayors. Shout out to the state governors. Shout out to the people who have been elected to serve the people who elected them, taking a stance and saying, you know what, you're absolutely right. Just like the brands, these statues do not portray the truth about our city, does not portray the current truth about our state, and they must come down. So multiple states around America are bringing down the statues. So shout out to Mayor Beale. I always get his last name messed up. So I just, if I, you know, I do that. If I can't say your last name, I'm just going to call you by first name. That's who you are. I'm saying your name, saying your name. New York City Mayor, Mayor Bill, the office of the mayor released this past weekend that statue. Now, listen, this is the American Museum of Natural History. His story. The American Museum is taking a stance. The mayor, they're coming together, and President Theodore Roosevelt will be removed. If you want to know more information about these presidents, about these historical figures and their story, I suggest everyone take a moment to do your history research. Some families are appalled. They are so bewildered about the changes that are happening so fast, and it's okay. Everybody cannot handle change, and definitely not so quick, especially when they've been comfortable, especially when they've been privileged. Yet, the truth of the matter is where we are going as a nation, where we are going as a people, where we are purposed as a culture, Black people, African Americans, we can no longer sit back and accept mess. We can no longer sit back and blame the other person. Yes, our history is true. Yes, there are systems that are established to keep us down, but that is not the reason why we can't. It is the reason why we can. It is the reason why we should. It is the reason why we will. So let's get back into some music. Let's talk about a little bit of DNA. Here's a little Kendrick Lamar. And we're going to come back with some more great news, some more great music. The show is not over. It's Ms. J in the morning.
I got loyalty inside my DNA. Quarter piece, got war and peace inside my DNA. I got power, poison, pain, and joy inside my DNA. I got hustle, no ambition, flow inside my DNA. I was born like this, and born like this, immaculate conception. I transform like this, perform like this, with Yahshua, a new weapon. I don't contemplate, I meditate, then off your head. This that puts a kiss to bed. This that I got realness. I just killed nothing's in my DNA. I got millions, I got riches building in my DNA. I got dark, I got evil that rot inside my DNA. I got off, I got trouble, some heart inside my DNA. I just win again, then win again like Wimbledon I serve. Yeah, that's him again, the sound that engine in is like a bird. You see fireworks and Corvette tire skirt the boulevard. I know how you work, I know just who you are. See, use a your hormones probably switch inside your DNA. Problem is, all that sucker shit inside your DNA. Daddy probably snitch, heritage inside your DNA. Backbone don't exist, burn on side a jellyfish I gauge. See my pedigree, most definitely don't tolerate the front. I've been through probably offend you, this is Paula's oldest son. I know murder, conviction, burners, boosters, burglars, ballers, dead. Redemption, scholars, father, dead. With kids and I wish I was fed. Forgiveness, yeah. Soldier's DNA, born inside the beast. My expertise checked out in second grade. When I was 9, on sale motel, we didn't have nowhere to stay. At 29, I've been so well, hit cartwheel in my estate. And I'm gonna shine like I'm supposed to. Antisocial extrovert, and excellent mean an extrovert. And absentness, what the fuck you hurt? And passiveness never struck my nerve. And that's a riff, gonna plead this case. The reason my power's here on earth. Salute the truth from the prophecy. I, I, I,
DNA.
This is my heritage, all I'm inheriting. Money and power, the maker, America. Tell me something, you motherfuckers can't tell me nothing. I'd rather die than to listen to you. My DNA not for imitation, but DNA an abomination. This how it is when you in the matrix, as your bullets reaping what you're sowing, stacking up the footage, living on the go and sleeping in the pillar, sipping from a Grammy, parking in the building, diamond in the ceiling, marble on the floor, features out the window, peeking out the window, baby in the pool, Godfather goes, only Lord knows. I've been going hammer, dodging paparazzi, freaking through the cameras, eat it for a daughter's rock, wearing sandals, yoga on a Monday, stretches in the van, I'm watching all the snakes, curving all the fakes, phone never on, I don't camera stand, I don't compromise, I just penetrate, sex, money, murder, these are the breaks, these are the times, level number 9, look up in the sky, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, tennis on the way, motherfucker, I got winners on the way, you ain't without a buddy on your belt, you ain't without a ticket on your plate, you ain't sick enough to put it on yourself, you ain't rich enough to hit the light of day, tell me when destruction gonna be my fate, gonna be a fate, gonna be a fate, peace to the world, let it rotate, sex, money, murder, IDA.
DNA, Kendrick Lamar right here on Ms. J in the Morning. You, my black brother, you, my black sister, you, little black child, have so much amazing magic inside of your DNA. It is time to manifest it right here in the natural, and it is happening not for you. It is happening through you. Continue to thrive. Continue to push. Continue to pull each other closer. Not just when the times are hard, when the times are good, when it's time to work, not when it's easy work, when it's hard work as well. Hold each other accountable in truth. Hold each other accountable in integrity. Hold each other accountable in evolution. We need each other to come together as our greatest selves in order to make it greater for ourselves, with ourselves, by ourselves, through ourselves. Today is the day that you, yes, you who are listening, I don't care if you caught me live or you're listening to the playback, it is time for you, yes, you, sir, yes, you, ma'am, it is time for you to stand up in your purpose. It is time for you to stand up in your truth. It is time for you to stand as your authentic, powerful, beautiful, amazing self and manifest the life that not only you deserve, but the life you've been dreaming of, because those dreams that you've been having, those are wake-up calls. Those are nudges. That's inspiration. Those are signs. Those are messages to say that you are better than this. You are greater than this. And not to say that you have a bad life right now. Even if you're living a good life, you cannot be content. It is time for you to stand up in wisdom, to stand up and be a mentor, to help those that need to get where you are to get where you are, that desire to be where you are to get where you are. It is time for you, if you are a master, to host a master class. You have the tools. Share the wisdom. Share the knowledge. Share your experience. Stand up and help our people, for our people, by our people, with our people, through our people, with liberty. Just us for all. Right here on Ms. J in the Morning, freedom for black voices. I am so thankful for y'all. I know, time flies when you're having fun. I want to leave you today with one of my favorite songs. It's the clean version. Shout out to the late and one of the greatest, Nipsey Hussle. Hustle and Motivate. I don't do this for my health, y'all. It's all a part of the legacy. It's all a part of the purpose. It's all for what's designed. Your future, our future, together. And until next time, have a good day, and I'll talk to you in the morning.
Pull up in motorcades. I got a show today. It's all I'm trying to do. Hustle and motivate. Choppers to throw away. Hustle the overweight. That's why they follow me, huh? They think I know the way. So I took control of things. Ball in the solo way. And if you powder my trend, I make you my protege. Crossing that soldier race. Niggas don't know them days. Take you in back of the buildings. Make you expose your rage. Take you across the tracks. Make you explode a face. Now you official now. But you got a soul to save. I just been cooking that new. I'm about to drop in a few. Think if I call it the great, the people gon' call it the truth. I ain't really trip on the credit. I just paid all of my dues. I just respected the game.
Now my name all in the news. Tripping on all of my moves. Quote me on this, got a lot more to prove. Remember I came in this, yeah, fresh out the county with nothing to lose.
Don't lose nothing. No. On the ground, oh. You. But I don't do it for shit or nothing. No, no, no. Not at all. You. But my money real.
Like I never left. Stand for some shit you never rest. Passing through stages and life through the ups and the downs like it's all just another test. Live by the rules like a freak of rest. I got respect in 100 sets. Too many chains need another chest. Glad no games if it wasn't chess. Come from that cloth that you couldn't stretch. Come from that circle you couldn't test. Heavily pressured and under stress. Even those niggas ain't sure if it was a mess. Honest and tip playing to the left. Judge a young begin to buy their chest. Left us no watching what they expect. Only thing we knew for sure is the bang is set. I'm living basic, I'm taking risks. What they saying, I'm saying this. Don't waste no time, it don't make you rich. It don't mean nothing, so fuck them, let's make a grip. Double up, triple up, make assists. Ballin' so hard you can play your shit. Lead to the lake if they wanna fish. Make sure the niggas around you stick to the script. This should be written in stone. You should come visit my zone. Don't take my word, double check all of my flows. Ask them how hustle got on, but who else you heard? This for who walked down that road. Sold everything but they sold. Straight off the curb. Real niggas rich as you nerds. Address the whom and make it stone.
Don't do it for nothing. Nah.
Money is fearless. Hustle them out. Hustle us out.